From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jiabi Lee reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says North Korea is looking for trouble with its nuclear weapons program and asked Beijing's cooperation in reining in Pyongyang. Mr. Trump tweeted Tuesday, if China decides to help, that would be great. If not, we will solve the problem without them. He didn't elaborate on what actions his administration would take. Trump also tweeted, he told Chinese President Xi Jinping during last week's summit in Florida that Beijing's trade deal with Washington will be far better for China if they solve the North Korean problem. The U.S. on Tuesday sharply rejected Russian claims that the chemical gas sarin that killed dozens of people in Syria last week came from an airstrike on a rebel-held munitions storage. National security officials at a White House briefing accused Moscow, an ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, of a very clear campaign to obfuscate the nature of the attack. They said the chemical weapons in the April 4th attack landed in the middle of a street, not on a building. The officials, speaking on background without direct attribution, said Syria has not come clean on its collection of chemical weapons despite a 2013 agreement to dismantle its stockpile. One official said Washington is confident the rebels fighting Assad's government don't have sarin. The official called the evidence an opportunity for Russia to end its disinformation campaign. The lawyer for the main suspect in Friday's truck attack that killed four people in Sweden says the man admits to a terrorist crime and accepts he will be arrested. Johan Eriksson spoke Tuesday before a Stockholm court at a hearing for 39-year-old Uzbek national Rakhmat Akilov. This is VOA News.